Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1. And Jeff, we've been friends a long time, but I really love to make you squirm.
I don't know if that's the definition of friendship. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if that's how friendship works.
Well, you squirming and being awkward is just a whole lot of fun because it doesn't happen often.
All right. So listen, I know what Jen's about to play for you here. So enjoy it. Jen, tell him what this is.
This is Do Not Answer Girl. Basically, Jeff had a number saved in his phone under Do Not Answer, and I made him call it. When she answered and talked to her, he could not remember her or why she was even in his phone still. I mean, earlier.
And what the random reference to Hampton Inn was.
Yes.
God.
So a little bit earlier this morning, she agreed to join us on the show, and the awkward continues. I just want you to hear this.
Jeff just kept talking about how amazing this Lake House week is going to be. And it just so happened that I somehow had the weekend before when they were going to get there. I had that off. And it was my first weekend off. And I was so excited to actually be able to do something. And he kept talking about it. And so I asked him, I know it's not good to self-invite. So I asked him, like, hey, can I come? And he said that it wasn't appropriate for me to stay with his family at the lake house, which I understood, but I could stay at the Hampton Inn in this town like 20 minutes away.
Is this ringing a bell?
Well, I would have to go back and look at the years, but like if it was one of the first years after I got divorced or like while I was going through that,
how many flight attendants did you date?
I know. Don't you just feel like I'm so important right now?
Oh, I wish everyone could see your face. I just wish everyone could see
your
face.
Okay. You could too.
Can I ask how we met?
You still don't remember?
We met at I like how I remember all this. We met at my sister has a condo in Buckhead.
Okay.
And I would go to her pool and we met at her pool.
Was I living at the condo?
I was
living at the condo.
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember you. I don't know. All right. So you're at the. Okay. Now here's my question. Earlier you said that we're dating. But
yeah.
I don't think I was really dating anyone during that period. So.
We were going on a series of dates. What would you call it? Like, I knew we weren't in a relationship, but, like, the process of multiple dates, what would you call it?
Okay. Anyways, semantics.
Literally nothing?
No, I know who she is now.
Okay.
And what's my name?
So you go to the...
mm-hmm.
So...
mm-hmm.
Jeez. You got
mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell him?
Do you need me to tell you what my name is?
I'm trying to protect your anonymity.
I'm not ashamed of my actions, but I just want to make sure you know who I am.
Oh. Awkward.
So how does the Hampton Inn tie into all of this?
Because you told her she could stay there.
That's right.
There.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
and
told
so
her
I,
she could
and I
stay
booked
there.
It, and it was non-refundable. And, like, I booked it. And then it's the second I booked this hotel and I told you, like, okay, I booked the Hampton Inn, you ghosted me before I even knew what ghosting was. You introduced me to the concept.
Well, I'm guessing that I probably suggested the Hampton Inn because it was not appropriate. Like, during those years, the first couple, like, when all that was going on, like, that was stressful, you know?
Yeah, Well, sure. And if you've just been on a couple of dates, you don't introduce somebody to your family.
Exactly. So I think I was probably just being polite, and I didn't actually expect you to book the Hampton Inn.
But then why did you suggest it?
Because I have a hard time with confrontation.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for being brave enough to come and confront him.
Do we know your name yet?
Will you stop it?
And he still owes me $130 because he's non-refundable.
And if that wasn't enough, you want to hear the whole awkward, beautiful thing, you can listen at star941atlanta.com. It's posted now.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.